Good morning. 00 hours. Showers. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Rain. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Rain. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Updated weather. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1,000 hours. Rain. 58 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1,100 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
Testing. Bay City, KADO. Anybody around for a signal check? Good morning. I missed that. Can I try it again? Yeah. You're broken up. Sorry, old man. I can't copy. Okay, very good. Ending in U, that's all I got. So 73.
Air quality alert.
Kilo 8 for polymer mic testing.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1,200 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
Hey, DFO. TFH, DFO. Kilo 8, volume of mic. Mobile and power. Do you copy?
I do, yes. It's a beautiful day. I wish I was up there already.
As an FYI, the black flies are biting, so make sure the boys have sweatpants that they can wear. They're biting like crazy.
I think when the fire starts and some smoke comes around, that'll probably push them back.
I copy that. Copy that.
Have you made any other contacts?
No, this repeater has been quiet. I've had the radio on for a good hour and there's no one on.
Have you done POTA?
No, I didn't bring my HS rig. I just brought the 2-meter rig.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to go pitch up and get everything ready, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Hey, copy that. Just take your time. Take what you're doing, and I'll see you when you get up here.
Sounds good. KFA CFO out.
KFA CFO, this is Kilo 8, Lima Mike. I'm clear.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
K0 BPL mobile. K0 BPL 205.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
KC8IYE, KC8IYE, this is KE8URV. KC8IYE, KC8IYE, this is KE8URV. You around the radio, Bob? KE8URV.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees.
This is KF8 AKV. Trying a second time for a radio check. I don't think I've got a program quite right yet.
Transmission was unreadable, but that station calling for a radio check, you're coming in just fine. Over, this is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ from KF8AKP. No, I don't have it set quite right yet. Believe it or not, I'm in VFO mode with the offset and the CTCS, you know, appropriate. I tried to shove all that data into a memory location, and that's not working. That's ridiculous that it works in VFO mode, but not memory mode.
Yep, copy that. I have your call sign as KF8EDV, I have written down. Yeah, you had my call sign down correctly. It's KF. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. You're coming in clear. Once you get that channel saved, you should be all set there. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I normally would use Chirp with the laptop, but my laptop puked. So I'm trying to use the stupid little buttons that come on the microphone, and I'd like to say I'm halfway there. I just got to cram it into a memory location now. KF8 Alpha Kilo Victor will be 73, but monitoring.
Yep, copy that. KF8 AKV, got it.
This is KF8DMZ. Mike, I think I heard you out there. This is Aaron. Just wanted to say hey. Hope you're having a good one.
Yep, copy that, Aaron. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I heard you call me out there. Yeah, I'll be monitoring a little bit later. Thanks for calling me out. I'll call you out later. This is KF8EDQ closing.
Okay, sounds good. This is KF8DMZ, clear.
All right, Aaron, are you still listening? I'm out of that meeting now. I think I have your call sign down as Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Oscar Zulu. Do I have that correctly? This is KF8EDQ.
It's going to be Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Zulu.
Nice. I love that call sign. That's a cool call sign. All right, I'll write it next to your name. I'll write it next to your GMRS call sign too, so I have that down. Cool. Thanks for calling me out. It's been an interesting day so far. I've been busy with work off and on. I actually adopted a dog today. I don't know if I told you that I've been fostering a dog this week, but I added to my pack about an hour ago, so I now have 3 dogs. How's your day going so far?
Hey, that is great. I'm glad it worked out. Yeah, you said you were thinking about it, so congrats on getting the new dog. Sounds like a good fit. Going good. Weird weather. It was pouring this morning, so I wasn't planning on doing much, but the sun's out. My wife's almost off work. We're going to hit a farmer's market or something and just have a good day.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds fantastic. I went to Pet Supplies Plus to get Cassidy a new name tag and a new collar. And then I paid for the collar. I got her one of those big Gotcha Day cookies. And I paid for the name tag. And then I walked out of the store. I didn't think to turn around and then have that name tag engraved. So now I have to go back to the store again. But that's all right. I have to go out and grab something for dinner later anyway.
Hey, that's funny. That sounds like exactly something that I would do. Sounds like that dog's going to be living the good life. Very cool.
Yeah, copy that. She's been living it up. She has moved in very quickly. She's gotten used to the bed. It seems like that might be her favorite. She spent the first couple of days sleeping on the dog bed behind me in the office, but I think she's picked a spot on the bed there. She got the most comfortable there. But, yeah, we're going camping this weekend, too, so it'll be her first, maybe her first boat ride ever. We'll see how she does in the boat, but she does great in the truck, so I've got, she'll probably get along with the other dogs on the boat, too, I imagine.
Very cool. Yeah, we just went the other day and got the heartworm medicine for our critters so we can start getting them out on hikes and stuff ahead of these mosquitoes. I can't wait to get them out there, get them moving again.
Yeah, copy that. What do you have your dogs on? I think it was another station was asking me what I had my dogs on. I use Simparica Trio. Is there a certain flea and tick medication that you go with?
You know, I'm looking for the box. My wife's, like, in charge of all that. She, like, passionately researches all day and does all that. And this is all, when she gets home, I will shout it out to you either here or on the other station or on the other channel and let you know because I don't know exactly which ones they are.
Yeah, copy that. None of my dogs have heartworm, so I don't have to treat them for that, but the flea and the tick and I guess the heartworm preventative, then, I use Simparica Trio because the vet told me it's like an all-in-one pill. Like sometimes it has dewormer in it, so if they ever get some sort of parasite or whatever, they'll clear it with just their monthly treatment there. So, and I take them out where there are ticks. So I get them vaccinated for Lyme, and, that Simparica Trio seems to do a really good job. I've been taking my dogs camping for years. I haven't found a tick on them yet.
Very cool. Yeah, we've had a couple on us, but luckily none on the dogs yet, too, but it's not something I want to run into, so hopefully this will help.
I've got another 15-20 minutes of work to do today, so I'm going to finish up with work, and then I'll be taking these dogs for a walk again. So I'm taking them for a couple, we've been doing multiple walks a day, so it just helps Cassidy get in with the groove, that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'll grab something for dinner later, get her name tag engraved, and probably relax in the backyard and listen to the radio. But this is KF8, EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Hey, sounds like a blast. I hope you have a good one. This is KF8CMZ. I'm also clear.
KF8AKB, diving into your guys' conversation. Us KF8s seem to be the cool kids. There's three right in a row.
Hey, this is KF8BMZ. How's it going this afternoon?
Not too bad. Whether it's true or not, I'm leaning on the fact that it rained this morning, so I don't have to go outdoors and do any yard work. I can do some ham work instead.
Exactly. Sounds like a good rule there. I should follow that rule also. Unfortunately, we have like this horrible black.
I'm making some adaptations to my antenna, so
I'll probably run the mower over thing.
I'm just going to take a meat day and work on that.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I think I might have doubled over you. My apologies.
I just say that I've been in slow motion making some adaptations to my antenna, so I'll get a little bit more of that done today.
Hey, very cool. Well, that sounds like something to do if it gets nice out. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out in the yard a little bit. We have this terrible black walnut tree, and I'm super allergic to black walnut pollen. It's dumping stuff everywhere, so I got to go try to get all that up, unfortunately.
Well, it isn't like you're going to not be allergic to it. It might be time to say goodbye to that tree.
Funny, that is definitely on the agenda for this year. We've been moving that direction for a couple of years. I think we're going to finally call it this year.
Consider selling it. I believe they'll come out and cut it down for you, clean up the mess, and drive away. You might even make a couple bucks on it.
No, it's funny you say that. My father-in-law said the exact same thing. I had no idea people are looking for that kind of wood, so I've got to ask around. Hopefully I can find someone that will do that. That would be great.
Yeah, black walnut's cherished by carpenters. Not for building homes, mind you, but dressers and whatnot.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be a win-win. Hey, I've got, speaking of my wife, she's heading in the driveway right now. We're about to go head out to a farmer's market out in Fenton, so I'm going to let you go for now, but hopefully I'll catch you on the bands here. This is KF8CMZ. I'll be clear on your final.
This is KF8AKV. Before you leave, you say you're in Fenton. I'm in Muir. Just east of Ionia.
Hey, yeah, actually, I'm over in Grand Blanc. I'm coming in on the Flint repeater. We're just going out to, there's a farmer's market out there, and it's just a little down the freeway, so we're going to try to take advantage of this nice fun.
Oh, you don't pronounce it Grand Blanc?
So funny. Sometimes I do when we're feeling fancy and I put my little pinky up and everything just to make it funny.
Thank you for the laugh very much. This is KF8, AKB will be 73.
Anytime, KF8, DMZ, clear.
Air quality alert.
KF8, BFO, monitoring.
Air quality alert.
KF8 BFO. KF8 BFO. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. How copy?
Hey, KF8 BFO. Yes, we are chugging along here.
Okay, copy that. I will order G's for us, I guess, and we'll go from there when you get up here. Over.
That sounds perfect. Just get us Southwest salad, kids cheese pizza, and I'll pay you back. We appreciate it.
Copy that. What is your ETA?
We are on 75 trucking north, about to hit the 23 Standish exit in 1.5 miles. We have 48 miles to go, 57 minutes estimated without issues. I'm telling you what, the smoke is pretty bad out here.
KF8 BFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, just identifying. Copy that. Now here at Tawa State Park, there is, I guess, a good breeze keeping the smoke away. So, amen for the breeze.
Well, that is good to hear. We're excited to get there, maybe hit the beach, do a little kayaking, ride some bikes. So hopefully it's smooth sailing for us. I'll be on this channel the duration of the trip.
You'll be on this frequency, the Guilford repeater. Copy that.
Have you heard anything about Ben yet?
Girls delivered. Both are doing great. Both have we've seen pictures. They both have good color for being preemies, and everybody's doing well.
Fantastic to hear. Fantastic to hear.
I mean, when you get here, I'm wondering if you even have time to go to the beach. It might get kind of cold. You might just want to eat, set up, ride bikes. Eat first, and then we'll do a fire. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I promised Dominic we'd at least walk to the beach, maybe put our feet in, or just play in the sand. No big deal.
Okay, copy that. I tell you what, I will set up the repeater. I will give you a call in 15, 20 minutes, see where you're at, how things are going, and we'll go from there. KF8 BFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. I am standing by.
KF8 BFO, I will be monitoring this channel.
Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Air quality alert.
KF8BFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. I'll copy.
KF8BFO, yes, we are on 23 North. We just passed Aug Gray. We got about 30 minutes to go.
copy that. Our other party up here who stand with us wants to know if you want to go to G's with them. They're going to go. They're not going to take out. Or do you guys feel it's easier for us just to take out and have it here when you get here?
Unfortunately, it probably would be easier for us just to have it there at the campsite, because I don't think the kids want to get back in the car and go somewhere once we're there.
Okay, copy that. Copy that. We'll go with that.
Yeah, please feel free to tell people not to wait for us, or, you know, if you guys need to eat, go ahead and eat. No big deal.
All right, copy that. You said your ETA was 30 minutes. That's fine.
Correct. We're going to get to the campsite at 5:55 p.m., but obviously it takes about 10 minutes to, you know, back in and all that jazz.
Copy that. All righty. KF8BFO, Kilo 8 to Palima Mike. I'll be clear. Give me a holler when you get closer.
KFA-BFO, sounds good. I am continuing to monitor this frequency.
All set. Kilo 8, Palima Mike. I'm clear.
Air quality alert.
KF8, CFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy? Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy?
KF8, BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, how do you copy?
We are at the campsite.
Copy that. You're at the physical site or at the park entrance?
We are at the park entrance.
Copy that. Alrighty, I'll wait for you guys to get here and give you a hand. KF8 BFO, Kilo 8 Polyma Mike, clear.
You're coming in real scratchy. Maybe we should talk on stealth.
Yeah, it's just, we're probably, yeah, to be expected. Anyway, no problem. Talk to you, see you soon. KF8 BFO, Kilo 8 Polyma Mike, clear.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees.
NHWCB, this is Kate Wayne. I got tomorrow, and then two half days. So we're almost there.
Yeah, compared to 12 hours, those six will hopefully go by pretty quick. Definitely a big difference there. But I'm glad you got that kind of break it up there this time around. Got tomorrow a full day, and Saturday, Sunday half. Yeah, you got to beat that.
Right, exactly. So we'll get through it and enjoy the weekend there. So how was your guys' day?
It went pretty good today. I finally was able to oil or grease up that sliding door. Got it sitting there. There's no wheels anymore on it. It's lit up in the frame. So we'll make do with it. Trying to make some contacts today, coming out of the radio again, and it's still working on finishing up this interview, making the notes back to him, and I'll send it back tomorrow, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Cool. Good stuff. I heard it wasn't... wasn't too bad outside. It was a little muggy. Seems like it's a little muggy still, but wasn't too bad. So.
Yeah, that's it. It was a little muggy today out there. Not too bad to work. There wasn't a lot of other heavy things to do out there. Obviously, just trying to get that door oiled out there. But yeah, the rain gauge showed a little under an inch, about 9/10 of an inch there last night. We definitely needed the rain to do the thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a much needed commodity there, and that'll be good. And I'll have to send you some audio here. I heard earlier today. I'll just send it to you and see what you think of it. I mean, I'm interested in your feedback.
That'd be fine, sure. Definitely. Always interested there and hearing interesting things or reading interesting things. We'll look forward. We'll look for that.
It's pretty. I gotta chuck a lot of it. So I think you will too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I will. Definitely. It's good to have a good laugh, good joke or good laugh that comes across. Kind of makes your day there, I guess.
Oh, it does. It does. It lightens the mood a little bit and the room a little bit. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. those moments there to lighten up the day, like you say, whether a joke or slip up or just something to chuckle at, kind of makes the day there. Maybe if you're in a bad mood or even if you're in a good mood, kind of helps out there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, you gonna be on the net tonight?
Yep, that's the plan. The plan is to participate. Definitely be checking in. Looking forward to it tonight. Try to check into the Oakland County as well afterwards. So,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm excited. I get excited about this, about the Nets, and it's been a good thing. It's been pretty nice. I've been reporting the hours for, you know, volunteer hours for Oxcom, and it's kind of neat to see our numbers go up and volunteer numbers go up, so it's a good thing, definitely, for sure.
Foot pedals were my friends back in the day, especially with cat
said he went to Lance Cruz's meeting yesterday. Had a good meeting there, and they're gonna help out with the box hunt training. So looking forward to that. And they've got, which I'll be announcing later. They're doing the siren test here Saturday. So looking for some people to help out. So I'm gonna try to advertise it and maybe get some of our guys to help out there.
WCB. Yes, I think that's good in that regard. Glad he, I was able to go to the meeting, and you know, even if Beto working with the ARPSC group together, like in the county here, or even with you know, the ARPSC group with another, you know, with an amateur radio club, not so much into it, but you know, again, they're going to our purpose, you know. Yeah, boy, that I agree with you on that one. Like I say, you know, you kind of scan through, and sometimes they just can't commit to, you know, jumping in, but maybe you just want to lift the first 2 minutes. You know, you go through it, like, nothing on meters, 70 centimeters, and other times, you know, it's
definitely. So, well, Dad, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind before the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys are stuck with me. But looking forward to the net, looking forward to the good time on the radio, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. And like I said, I appreciate you coming along north with me to chat.
Air quality alert.
This is K8YNU, the Macomb County ARPSC net. We'll start in 15 minutes.
K8YNU, NECZ.
Well, good afternoon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and how are you, David?
I am tired. Worked a good 12-hour shift today, and it was very busy. How are you?
Waiting for that tail to drop. Took a long time with that ID in there, too. Feel good. Feeling good. Had a really good day. I'm still kind of high from last night. So many things fell into place. At Lance Pierce's meeting last night and the fox hunt and everything. Gosh, that was just so much fun. And being in the vehicle that won also made it outstanding. But yeah, I was playing radio all day today, reading up on my new radio and taking the old one out of the go box and starting to get the new one fitted into it, and I got your programming cord for the, I ordered a programming cable and got canceled and got delayed and got delayed, and finally got the programming cable today, and so I will be able to program that radio that we had donated, so So that will be on my list starting tomorrow morning, and see what we can do with that radio. Over.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'm excited. It sounded like you had fun last night, and looking forward to doing that here with our group. And it's gonna be fun. I'm excited about it, and looking forward to getting everything all programmed and everything falling into place there.
Should be good. Okay, I'm gonna let you get yourself prepared for the net, and I will stand by for the net. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu.
Sounds good. This is KUYNU, standing by.
Air quality alert. Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 69 degrees. Air quality alert.
Is this frequency in use? KD8JSR, KD8JSR requesting a radio check. Can anybody hear this mobile? KD8JSR. I guess I'm not being heard. KD8JSR clear.
Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Air quality alert.
Is there a big deal?
I missed that. Was that a W8KPL? Go ahead.
W8KPL, if I'm not mistaken. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima. Greg here in the mobile. How's it going?
W8KPL, it's going fine. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of your call sign. I don't have a notebook by me, and my memory is not what it used to be. Come back.
Roger, roger. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima, K0BTL.
Forgive me, I'm kind of new at this. I got as far as Kilo Zero Zuzu Lima?
Roger, roger. Yeah, no worries. Every expert was a beginner at some point. This is Greg here. Call sign is K0BTL, Kilo Zero Bravo Tango Lima.
Bravo Tango Lima, I think I got it now, thanks. What can I do for you?
Oh, not much, just showing my neighbor here how amateur radio works. We're heading up to the parts store here, and I grab some goodies and head back to the house.
Roger that. I'm actually just sitting out in the workshop tonight. We have a proverbial beer and the boys, my two dogs and myself, come out to the workshop and we putz around with electronics and woodworking and what other whatnot projects seem to not be done at the time.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Is that a garage workshop at home or a garage workshop at work there?
Yeah, that's actually a, garage workshop. It's a pole barn. It's actually the back half of a pole barn. And it's at home, and it's got 30 years' worth of undone projects left in it. So I've got plenty of time to, plenty of projects, I should say, to occupy my time before I go to bed at night.
Roger, roger. Copy all. Yeah, that's always good. It helps keep you busy. It helps keep you young, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not sure about the keeping me young part. I'm feeling older and older every day, I guess. I don't ask my age, so I guess that counts, right?
That's 100% true. You're only as old as you feel.
Well, I guess any given day I feel like I'm 110, and my wife says I act 18, so take your choice, I suppose.
Well, I suppose if the YL says you're 18, you're probably doing better than most guys, I'd think, so hi.
Roger that. Hey, just out of curiosity, how'd you pick my call sign out?
I've been quite... pick it out. This is actually the Fenton repeater that I'm on right here. To my knowledge, at least that's what the repeater book says.
You did call Whiskey 8 Kilo Papa Lima, is that correct?
Negative. I just said my call sign and responded back once I heard your call sign, though.
Okay, roger that. My bad. I thought I heard my call sign and decided somebody knows I'm out there. So, go ahead.
Roger, that's usually what you do when you say your call sign or somebody says theirs. You just kind of repeat it back for clarification, acknowledgement, all that good jazz. Just to confirm also, or if you wanted to log it in QRZ, all that good stuff. But I actually got to clear out for a second here. We're at the QSO, so I'm gonna put the bells and whistles on it and say 73s for a few minutes. We got to go buy some parts.
Well, very good. Thanks for the contact. I appreciate you getting me on the radio. I'm kind of new at this and really got to break through that barrier that I've got. So 73W8KPL, out.
W8KPL, this is K0BTL, 73's back at you. Clearing out. I'll be back on in a few minutes. Thank you for the contact. Have a good night. K0BTL Mobile. K0BTL QS5.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 57 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.